Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, Mason Walters. Back-to-back double-doubles. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go on the road, lost at St. Cloud last Friday night. Close game. It led most of the game. Certainly in it the entire game. What's that bus ride like then to Duluth, knowing what could have been?
It was tough. You know, we played really well in the first half. We were able to capitalize a lot. And that second half, they kind of put a few runs on us. We started turning the ball over, and it just kind of went downhill.
When you get a double-double, obviously you're playing well on both ends of the floor, unless you're getting a ton of offensive rebounds. But which do you take more pride in, scoring points or blocking shots or getting rebounds on the defensive end?
I'd say definitely rebounds. That's one thing we definitely had to focus on this year, especially with the losses we had. We're scoring and rebounding. So, I kind of came into the year thinking, I'm going to do what I can on rebounding on both ends just to help the team. And I think that's kind of what we've all been focusing on, just to, everybody has had to step up a little more this year. So,
then you go to Duluth. On paper, a fairly easy win for you guys. Not that anything in this league is easy, but be honest, did you have that game marked on the calendar a long time ago based on everything that happened in the offseason?
Yeah, I think we all kind of were looking forward to it. It was definitely a change seeing all those guys on the opposite bench. So, we tried to treat it as like every other game. And, we executed our game plan. We played hard, and we were able to go in there and get a win.
In any sport in this league, if you're able to take care of business at home, get a few wins on the road, you're going to be a very successful team. Do you guys look at it that way this year too?
Yeah, definitely. We've said that before every year, that if you can win at home and split them on the road, that you're going to be there right at the end. And so far we've done that, and we're looking to continue to do that and play hard, and hopefully that'll work out for us.
You guys are back at home this weekend. The one home game that you had a blowout win, a good crowd. How much do you guys feed off the crowd here at home?
I think we feed off it a lot. Especially towards the end of last year, moving into this year, it's good to see them come back. We enjoy having the fans there. We're glad they come. Definitely gets a little buzz in the gym, and we feed off that energy, and I think we kind of showed that last weekend, so hopefully they come out again.
Bunch of JUCO transfers on this team this year. How have they fit in? How have, not only on the court, but also off the court?
I think everybody's fit in real well. We've had guys come in and contribute right away. We're getting along outside of the game, and it's been a good mix of guys for us. And so far, we've been able to play pretty well together, and hopefully that continues.
They've played a lot of minutes too. That's not always easy for returning guys to have their spot taken, so to speak. Have there been any issues whatsoever?
No, I don't think so at all. I think everybody's getting along, everybody's friends. We understand that it's a team game, and some people are going to play more and some people are going to play less, and as long as we're all working hard, that'll ultimately be the best thing for us.
Put yourself in an opponent's shoes. How in the heck do you defend Zach Nerine?
It's tough. He's a big boy. He's got the inside outside game, and earlier in the year, teams were letting him shoot outside. He was making threes, and then, more this last weekend, he was getting inside and pretty much dominating in there. So he's a mismatch, and, I'm glad he's on our team.
When he's on the floor, how much does your offense change then when he's not on the floor?
It's definitely different. I think we kind of look for him to score and give us points, and then when he's not on the court, we kind of everybody comes together, and we have to work together a little more rather than just feeding it into Zach. So he's definitely stepped up his game this year, and we're glad he has.
Back-to-back double doubles doesn't happen very often. It's a tough league, tough post play. It's even if you're going to score from the outside, like you said, you got to get the rebounds on the inside. How good are the post players in this league?
I think they're very good. We had there's a few that definitely could be playing up another level. Every night's a battle down there. The refs let things go. You play ball, you body up, and you go. And everybody's got good post players, and so it's a battle. So,
good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.